you ever rioted before?
Have I ever what?
Rioted.
Hell no.
No?
Sounds fun, though.
You ever set anything on fire?
No, but
can you make a fire?
We stole a car.
Can you make a fire? You stole a car.
I don't know how to make a fire.
You don't know how to make a fire?
Like newspaper and a Zippo or something. I'm horrible. I'm not a Boy Scout by all
means. So if you had newspaper, you would put it on the ground and pour Zippo on it?
Pour? That would be rad.
What do you mean? You would just get it? Oh, you mean the Zippo lighter?
If I burn shit,
how would you make a fire? Tell me how you would make a fire.
I would pour fucking gasoline everywhere, and I'd tie up people in ropes in the middle of the house in chairs and just burn them.
That's how you'd make a fire in
Yeah.
Why are you tying people up? Why are you just need to make a fire.
You're killing a family.
Well, yeah, well,
you don't have to kill a family.
You know, it'll still light up if they're not there. You know that, right? You do?
But the few people that I hate, I don't know. I don't
hate
anybody
now. Right, but if you ever make a fire, you're going to burn the people you don't like?
People aren't especially flammable.
They'll probably put it out, actually.
That's what the gasoline is.
I'll tell you right now, if you put a family on top of some paper that was on fire that you lit with a Zippo, it would go out immediately.
Yes.
No, but that's why you tie them up and put gasoline all around them.
Right, and then they're sitting on the Zippo lighter, they're sitting on the paper that's on fire?
In a pool of gasoline.
In a pool of gasoline. Okay, what about if you were in the bush, out in the woods, and you had to make a fire?
You're just trying to stay warm.
I don't
want to
burn the whole forest down.
And you were allowed to bring some stuff to make
a fire. What I would do is I would chop down some trees so that there's room so it doesn't spread through the whole forest, and just that...
So if you needed to make a fire, the first thing you would do is chop down several trees.
No, if I had to do it in the middle of the woods, because I wouldn't want to burn down the whole forest.
Right, so if you were going to make a fire, the first thing you'd do is be chop down some trees around the area where you were going to make a fire.
So it doesn't spread.
How many trees do you think you'd chop down? What sort of an area do you need?
About 60, you know.
60 feet. Or 60 trees. 60 trees.
Yeah, give me like a 20-foot radius. You know?
Do you think trees are a barrier that would keep fire out? Don't you think trees are kind of flammable?
Yeah. No. But you centralize the fire to this.
My second TV show doesn't have me in it at all.
God.
Oh, man.
You centralize the fire so it's just the people that are tied up in the chairs. And then there's this space.
Wait a minute. People are tied up to stuff?
Yeah.
Why are people still tied up?
Oh, the family is still coming?
All you have to do is
in the middle of the forest.
You're still bringing the family to the woods.
How much time are you allotting to build this fire?
Yeah.
You're not going to chop down 60 trees in a day.
If you have a fucking chainsaw,
you could.
Okay.
With a chainsaw, you could, Michael.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So if you're starting a fire, first thing you need to do is get a chainsaw.
People will help me.
So you've got a chainsaw. Oh no, now you've got a lot of people out there.
No.
So you got how many people? How many?
Just five good men
out there just chainsawing the shit out of 60 trees. Yeah. Then once all the 60 trees are out of the way, then what do you do?
Then we dig a trench around the people that are tied up and put a moat of alligators, and then we pour gasoline around the people. And
are they in the middle of the bare ground where you've cut all the trees out?
Yeah, we're going to dig and put a moat.
You make a moat. Yeah. So you chop down 60 trees and then build a moat around...
A castle.
Around a family. Is it like a daughter and son and a mother and father?
It's just a few assholes in the world. Like four of them.
There's four of them, though.
And then you're putting alligators in a moat of gasoline?
Yes, exactly.
What do the alligators do?
They're just there to add effect, you know, so the people
are they
can
dead?
See. No, but they're going to get burnt alive.
They're going to die as well.
And the people are going to...
They're going to see the alligators on fire and know that you're for real because you've set fire to alligators.
Right. And they might
You
they
don't
might
even care. You've paid like fucking thousands of dollars to get alligators out into the middle of the woods and hired all these people. They're on fire and you're just laughing right there looking at them. These people know that you are not fucking around.
And then the alligators might jump out while they're on fire and eat the people.
On fire and then
crazy.
Setting them on fire because they're on gasoline.
Yeah, so they're all fire.
You're saying that the people will be set on fire by
burning
alligators
that are eating their
that
flesh.
That are on fire.
And they're all... Yeah.
Being eaten and burning alive is a real... That is probably the only way you could do it. Do you think an alligator will still want to eat somebody while it's on fire?
Yeah, because they would be pissed. I think it would be like those, you know...
It
like
would blame those
creature.
People.
It would turn into something else.
I gotta give you credit. This seems like the easiest, most straightforward possible way to set a fire if you had to.
So anyway, the alligators are on fire. The people you don't like, they're on fire in the moat.
And by the way, I believe this is the way the Indians did it.
Right, yeah. So everybody's on fire in the moat. They're probably falling into the moat as well. They're on fire. Everyone's on fire.
Like an arm falls in.
Their arm falls into the moat?
Yeah.
What about the rest of it?
It's still, it's there, but...
The body, just the moat, just the arm goes in the moat, the gasoline moat.
Right.
But it'll come up and... But they're being eaten.
Probably pick it up, you know, carrying it around. And
so everybody's dead in there. And then what? Those other five guys that chopped down the trees, are they still there or do they leave?
They're on the lunch break, like in the bleachers. You
they're
know,
having a lunch break in the bleachers. You've got bleachers in the woods?
Well, you know, outside
did
you, of the
did
woods.
They build some bleachers? Oh, they let, they're in the, yeah, they're a long way away in yeah. really high bleachers.
Like Reno.
Looking down over the woods and watching you set fire to crocodiles and these people you don't like.
Yeah, they want to watch their work.
They are watching their work.
From Reno.
You have to.
In bleachers. Do they have some sort of... You know,
they're
like
drinking Jaeger and Monster.
Goggles or a telescope of some sort?
Yeah, they're quite a ways away. So the,
do they have a telescope?
Yeah.
Oh. They, I think binoculars.
You don't want to change the experience of the for the people burning. They can't know that, you know, they need to suffer alone.
Oh, you mean while they're suffering and dying, it might make them uncomfortable to
right,
know someone's
to be
watching.
Watched. Right.
That'd make it way worse.
Right. Yeah, it would.
Hello, line 6, Nicholas. Isn't it ironic that we haven't used this line and it's line 6? And your name is Nicholas?
Hey, I was just calling, my girlfriend's an artist. I'm gonna have her paint a picture of what, Stupid Tits was describing with the alligators on fire eating the people tied up in the chairs.
That'd be awesome.
I'd love to see that picture. Don't forget the bleachers.
Yeah. Don't forget the guys with the binoculars.
Even if it's just in the background. Yeah. That's all you need.
What?
So, yeah, I'll have her do that. I'll either send it to you or I'll send you guys a picture or something.
All right, well, Bob, get you on hold.
Yeah, We Outspoken One is definitely looking for an album cover.
We were just talking out in the green room. That, what he was describing, would be amazing. If somebody could get that audio and animate that, that would be
hey, you know, hit. You know what would be cool? You know what would be cool to make a short movie?
Like, yeah.
Just you mean animating exactly that audio?
You've got to use that audio. You have to use that audio.
Yeah.
We call it Building a Fire.
How to build a fire.
Like, would the start be him walking down the street and I just bump into him and say, hey, man, how do you make a fire?
Honestly, if you just use the show audio and you go, how would you build a fire?
If you've got a recording of the show, you got, like, Adobe Flash or something, put something together. I bet it would be awesome.